Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and I welcome you to our 2 o'clock show. And, of course, that is from 2 to 3, and as I say that, because we are also on in the mornings from 6 to 8. And, you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'm excited. I've got Craig Jones in the studio with me. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim.
Good,
thanks for having me.
Good. And, of course, Craig is from Ventura Water. And, of course, we've been talking about you've got the Water Take One happening, right? And, of course, that's March 24th.
That is.
And, of course, that I've been kind of sharing it on all our shows, so we'll just start right there. But I want to make sure that everybody gets over there. And it's basically the ceremony aims to create awareness of water as a valuable resource. And so you guys have invited filmmakers locally and worldwide, right, to submit the films addressing the water topic. And this year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. And so I will kind of find out a little bit more about that. I do want to start our show. And, of course, we always start with a little bit of motivation. Telling someone why you love them is like explaining what water tastes like. And so we're going to kind of go into a little bit more about water today. I'm really excited to have you guys be a part of our show and really just kind of dive in and find out. There's so many things that we need to know about our local water here. And again, so one, I want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is the number that you're going to want to call so that you can win all these great giveaways that we have here. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we are here in the morning from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. We do have a podcast that an hour after all of our shows, you can go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And play all of our podcasts there. We have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and the newsletter lets you know about all the events and all of our great advertisers and sponsors and really all the things that are happening right here in Ventura. And we are a part of so many things, and so we want to keep continuing sharing that with you. So saying that right now, of course, we're going to be talking with Craig Jones, who's in our studio from Ventura Water, and then also Aviva Goldfarb, and she's the author of The 6 O'Clock Scramble. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, wonderful restaurants. Let's start off with Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located in the Promenade at Westlake Village. Also a big favorite, Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood, experience complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street in Ventura. Also, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. You can call for a dance and date night for you and your partner at House of Dance, 3007 Bunsen Avenue, that's in Ventura. Also, April 16th, Champagne on Main, Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair, 11 to 6 o'clock, 400 and 500 block of Main Street, Ventura. Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Artini. It's a fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9 o'clock. Enjoy appetizers, art, exhibits, silent auction, cocktails, the whole deal. And it is happening with the Santa Barbara Women's Club, 670 Mission Canyon Road in Santa Barbara.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom. And let's start off with some Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. And I'm telling you, it's from seafood to salsa, and it's right here off of Rose Avenue in Oxnard. And we've got tickets, gift certificates for that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, Craig. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us one, you know, everybody just kind of thinks Ventura Water and its vision, but tell us who you guys are, and you guys are working so hard to make a difference, and I'm so excited to be a part of that.
Well, again, thank you for having me, Kim.
Yeah.
So Ventura Water, as it says in our logo, we are a trusted life source for generations, and we are the city of Ventura, so we serve the local residents here in Ventura. And I think the key component to your question in answering is that we're 100% local. This is 100% water. We have no dependency on state water. And so that makes us unique. We're straddled by two major watersheds here in Ventura, the Santa Clara and the Ventura River. And so, and again, can I highlight that all of this by reminding everyone that back in 2015, we were voted the best county in America to live in. So
wow. Okay. So that's new. That's great. That's really good information right there. I mean, we have to be so grateful for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what do you do, Craig, for Ventura Water?
So I wear multiple hats, but I'm in the general manager's office. I am a management analyst, and I'm also, that kind of doubles as the public information officer for Ventura Water. So, but basically all of the programs and things that we are pushing forward, I play an integral role, and just again the communication piece and advertising and marketing and getting messaging out to our users and our community.
So if we were getting a message out, which we've got all of our listeners right now listening, what is our message? What is Ventura Water's message to our listeners right now?
Well, there's a lot.
And it's a loaded question.
It's
correct,
a loaded question. Obviously, we are in an extensive and extended drought.
Correct.
And so this water is a precious resource.
Which we never really thought about that a long time ago, right? Take our long showers, have our sprinklers on when it's raining, not even think about it. Now, those are all kind of been taken from us. And now it's time for us as a community to really make a difference, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we're being reminded that we live in an arid desert. And, you know, so when we have to begin to really think long term. And I feel like when we talk about the drought, not only does it, as you've just mentioned, Kim, it forces you to look at your lifestyle and behavioral change, but it also makes us look at water completely differently. And what I mean by that is, you know, the concept of compartmentalizing water when you talk about stormwater, drinking water, wastewater. And so I think really the message is from here moving forward is it's always been one water, and we've got to get back to that mindset of looking at every aspect of water and the way we treat it and deal with it as one water.
So, Craig, saying one water, what is our responsibility as local Venturians, okay? What should we be doing different that, you know, I mean, you have got the inside track on it. So what should we be doing differently?
Well, you know, as we launched last summer, we launched our incentive program, which is a turf replacement program, which, again, focuses everyone's attention on outdoor water usage. We know that roughly 50% of all residential consumption of water takes place via the application of grass or outside in the form of irrigation. So that's an obvious first point. We really are targeting residents to really look at the way they water, to maybe take hold of their irrigation, their timers, and look at changing their landscape, tearing that out.
So are you still recommending that people still tear out their grass? Is that something that's still recommended?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's a great place to start. And, you know, really, because you're kind of splitting the two. You've got your outdoor usage, and then you go into the house. And that's your second piece. But I say you focus on the outdoor, because right now we do limit watering to just 2 days per week. We have a water waste ordinance. So, it's, you know, for instance, when we have rain come, we ask people not to to water 48 hours before and 48 hours after any rain event.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know.
So
right
just
there.
Simple
yeah.
common sense tips that are applicable. And these are practices that what we, you know, call best management practices that really just need to become a lifestyle.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking about our water. Our I mean, it's, you know, we don't think of water of something, but the second you're without it, right? That's when it's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, what do I need to do my part? And that's what really we've been talking about, that is we all need to do our part. Of course, Craig Jones from Ventura Water is talking with us in our studio today. And I know that you have definitely different series of community events that are happening. Talk to us about those. And is that something that everybody can be a part of?
Well, if I could just plug the 150th, just to remind residents in Ventura, we are coming up on our 150th birthday. So we're celebrating a sesquicentennial birthday. Yeah, I tried to say that five times over. And so I just wanted to quickly just point people to celebrateventura.org. Lots of family friendly, open to the public events that will be starting today and heading through this month and culminating at a large free concert the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's putting on to as a benefit concert for the Ventura Unified School District to raise funds for art and music programs.
Wow. Okay. So today from actually now 2 to 5 at Kellogg Park, correct? And that is the concert, correct? And that's sponsored by SoCal Gas?
Yes. Okay. They're doing a groundbreaking at the new Kellogg Park. So invite everybody over,
this, we got to go there then. Okay, perfect. And then on tomorrow at Olivia's
Park.
Yep. You've got Rancho Day Celebration?
Yes.
Okay, so that's perfect. And that's from 11 to 3. And what is that benefit? Talk to us. Okay, so that's with Bill and Elise Kearney. Okay, so and then, so if you just go on celebrateventura.org, right, you can be a part of all these great events. And it looks like they're no charge, correct?
No charge.
Wow.
Open to the public. Again, really family friendly. And again, really an opportunity to dig into the history of Ventura and learn a lot more of the past, the present, and even the future.
Okay, perfect. So tell us also, I know that we've been plugging and promoting Water Take One, the short film festival. That's happening also on March 24th, and that will be held at the Ventura Theater, correct?
It's actually, we started there, but I want to be clear that it's at the Brooks Institute off of Ventura Avenue. So we're at 5301 North Ventura Avenue at the Brooks Institute.
Okay.
And so I just want to cordially invite everyone out to our fourth annual Water Take One online short film contest. It's our award celebration. So we'll be giving awards and we'll be watching the award winner films.
Have you ever done that before?
At the Brooks location,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We did do it back in 2012. So we're coming back. We've partnered with Brooks. We've been partners with them. So we're really excited. To be back there.
And so what exactly will that night kind of be about?
Yeah, so again, we'll be showcasing the award winners. And just to give you some background on the contest itself, you know, you ask yourself, why do we do this film contest? Well, the origin of the contest is we created it to challenge people at how you look at water and how we use water and how we share water. And again, just using the medium of entertainment. So they're 5 minute or less short films. And again, we get people submitting from all over the world, because again, it reminds you that this is not just a local or regional concern when it comes to the issues of water. And I could summarize that the Water Take One aims to call attention to the serious issues facing our water resources, and really to spark changes in attitudes and ultimately actions that would lead to a sustainable future. And that obviously hits home for us Ventura folk.
Right. Tom, I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, my dad worked in the water business his entire career. He worked with Westlake Water, California Water Services, Cayegas, all through. We lived in TR our entire life. And my dad told me when I was a kid, he would always say, "It's the water. It's the water. You know, the air we'll figure out." And he said all of that stuff, but he said, it's the water. And I'd say, "Yeah, Dad, yeah, whatever, you know, it's the water." But here we are in a coastal desert. Thousand Oaks, when I was raised there, had 28,000 people. Now I think it has 120,000 people. There's just a lot of, and we love it, having this wonderful community with all of these folks. But as we have more roofs, more streets, more hardtop,
we don't have more water.
People put in a
lawn. Exactly, yeah.
It starts to get a little complicated. And right. If you look at how green and lush that wonderful lawn is, think of how many gallons of water per square foot it takes. So one of the things we learned a long time ago is we live here because we like the way it looks, and there's many ways to landscape that are absolutely beautiful and don't take any water. And you know, and it's funny how we just have to change our mind, because I have the feeling in about 25 years they'll look back and say, you know, back then they didn't recycle the water out of their washing machines, and they didn't. And people will look back and say, really, did they do that?
Yeah.
It's all easy, logical moves, getting rain barrels to capture and just all the little things we can do that will make a remarkable difference on the long term.
Well, I love what you said, and thank you. You know, we need to take a really quick break. Craig, when we come back, I hope that you'll stay with us. Let's start giving people some tips and things that they could really do, because I'm sure they're listening right now and they're like, okay, so we know that we shouldn't have, you know, the sprinklers on, just one of them 48 hours before and after a rain. Let's start really nailing down some of the things that we could, as Ventura, really make a difference.
So, it sounds great.
Okay, perfect. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'd love to share something with somebody out there. And I've got, Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Artini fundraiser, and that's April 7th from 6 to 9. I've got tickets for somebody out there, and all you do is need to call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, we are talking about Ventura Water. I'm serious. Stay with us so you can know what your part is. So it's always makes you feel good when you know you're doing something that is going to help where you live. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I'm off.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. prefer, give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLACounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking about the brighter side of Ventura Water right here. We've got Craig Jones here. And you know, we're talking about, I think I've been mentioning this all the way through our shows, but Thursday, March 24th at the Brooks Institute, that's 5301 North Ventura Avenue. We've got their whole water, it's presented as part of water, and it's Take One, and it's Ventura Water's exciting program focusing on attention on the value of water. And it's funny, and, you know, it kind of just makes sense that until you don't have something, then you don't realize, right? I mean, that's kind of like our nature.
Absolutely.
And so we were going to come back and really talk about how we, as our listeners out there, take responsibility for each one of our own parcels in our life and do something to make a difference. So let's talk about that, Craig.
Well, there are a lot of things that you can do to make a difference. And I just want to bring attention to our community, to just all of the things that we offer to give people tools, to equip them. Those of you that are asking, well, I feel, you know, there is such a thing as drought fatigue. And I think we can all relate to that. But first and foremost, we have a series of gardening classes that we offer that are free to the community. And we have just published, and we're launching our 2016 series. And so what these serve to do is bring community members together with the professionals in the landscaping community, in irrigation control and what have you. And we'll be talking about things like permaculture design, the philosophy of working with nature as opposed to against it, which, again, as we've seen in a lot of our local landscapes and just the way we've designed landscapes historically. Also, just composting and maintaining healthy soils, designing and maintaining your water-wise garden, as well as water-wise watering. So reprogramming minds to understand how to efficiently use your water in and around your landscapes and in your homes. So that's the first thing that we're going to be offering. The second thing that we want you to be looking out for, this will be coming this summer, actually two things. One is we are going to be offering the community what we call our recycled water hauling program. And what this is, and forgive me as I'll speak with in some big words for a moment, but it's what's called Title 22 water. This is our tertiary effluent. So this is our super clean wastewater that's leaving the plant. Community members, Ventura residents will be able to come and pick up water and tote it out and use it and apply it to trees and various things around their home. So we're excited about that.
Wow, that's kind of a big deal, yeah.
Absolutely. As well as we will be rolling out our second version of our WaterWise incentive programs, which is basically for landscape, for remove your turf.
Okay.
So we're excited to be launching kind of a new rendition of what we basically offered starting last July.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I can't talk too much about it because we just haven't brought it to finalize it with City Council, but I can tell you that we received a grant, a Prop 84 IRWIMP grant from the state, so we're able to utilize a lot of grant funds to continue offering basically an incentive for people to go and tear out their turf and do things like put in rainwater harvesting. And in other words, encourage people to create landscapes that maintain water and keep them on the site to minimize stormwater runoff and ultimately use less water. And so we're excited to be, we're actually a regional lead agency with Casitas in Santa Paula. So this is kind of a region-wide program that we're entering into.
Craig, how many people were bought into the program when it first started of like actually taking their lawns out? And how big of an impact has that made?
Well, the truth is there's lots of, they call it cash for grass, all the incentive programs that have been taking place for quite some time in Southern California, throughout California. I think the take-home message is that we're talking about behavioral change. And truth is that even though it's a great thing to do to change out, you know, your toilet to a low flush toilet, most people aren't changing out a toilet and bringing their neighbor over and showing them their new toilet. But when you pull up into your front driveway and you look at your neighbor's house and see this beautiful new landscaped with, zero turf and native plants, climate, you know, appropriate plants, that's attractive. And that's what we feel the value, truthfully, in the incentive program is to kind of create that and promote that change.
Right. And so how many neighborhoods, I mean, it is interesting. You kind of start to see that whole wave of people's changes and, you know, a lot of people are putting in the fake grass, right? Which if that's something you still want to keep within. So it's not like you have to go into desert, you know, looking, right. Correct? Or the correct. Rocks or that kind of stuff. But so you're saying that's really where we're going to make our biggest impact.
It is. And again, it's, I mean, it's one place. Now, the other, you know, there's other areas. But again, I think that is just, if you haven't started there, that's my advice, is that is the simplest place. Because again, assuming that you're watering. Now, if you're one of those people that have already made those changes, and that doesn't apply to you, then now you're turning and you're looking inside your house. You're looking at your use. You're looking at your appliances. You're looking at your shower time. You're looking to fix leaks. And we do, we're very proud to offer free water conservation surveys. We will send out a specialist the home and sit down and look at your consumption and your usage and look at how and what are ways to improve your efficiency. And that's a free service that we offer. You can go onto our website and sign up.
Have somebody come out there. So let me ask you, I know this is probably just a drop in it, but you know, is there a time that, like, if you have a dishwasher, are you asking us to, you know, maybe not run as many loads? Are those all things that we can do?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, you know, it's, you know, there are so many campaigns that you've seen throughout the state of California. You just reminded me of one, the Bucket Brigade. I mean, we're encouraging people to have a bucket in the shower so that when you're waiting for that hot water to hit before you turn it on, save that water. Use it to water your garden. Use it where, I mean, every drop counts.
What about when we have gotten some rain and you know, what is there something we should be doing with that?
Well, that's a huge piece, and so we encourage rainwater capture. We have and offer vouchers, so if you're a city resident, you can go to Smith Pipe. You can go onto our website, print out the voucher, and we'll give you basically a half-price value for a rain barrel that you can go pick up and install. And if you participate in our incentive program, you can utilize that voucher and utilize the program to actually cover the cost.
Wow. Really, really good stuff here and really important stuff. What I want to do is, can you give everybody the website and where they could go to find out all this information? I'm really just telling my listeners right now, do something. You know, even if it's just start somewhere. You know, it's kind of like we all say, how can I change the world? But if we all do something, we can do it together. And that's really what this is all about. So if you can share, you know, what you're doing with somebody else, and then vice versa, they share it, that's how it starts to become this huge, you know, great change in our world.
Absolutely. So please visit us at www.venturawater.net. Also go and like us on our Facebook page of Ventura Water. We're all over social media. We have Twitter. And so please visit us there. And I do just want to remind you, again, we welcome you to come out for our fourth annual Water Take One. Please, we do have limited seating, so we ask you to go and log on to www.watertakeone.com and just click on the RSVP button.
Okay.
And reserve your spot. And I get, let me say this, if film's not your thing, but you're looking to network and meet a lot of people in the water professional world, this is a great opportunity. There will be
kind of a mixer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want to bring the whole community, as you just said, together. This is, we're all in this together.
I love it. I love it. And it does. It starts with you. I mean, that's really what it does. And you guys are doing everything you can, but we got to give back. So again, Craig Jones, Ventura Water, so glad to have you be a part of the brighter side of the 805.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thanks for having me.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind everybody that all of our guests are on our newsletter. They're all on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on Instagram. You can find everything that we're talking about, and we want you guys to be a part of it. Again, I'd love to give something away. And April 16th, we've got Champaign on Main, and we've got the Spring Wine Walk and Fair, and the Street Fair, and that's 11 to 6 on the 400 to 500 block of Main Street, Ventura. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and you can get a pair of tickets for you and somebody else. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and tuning in to the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 shows every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And again, for anybody that was just tuned in, we were talking with Craig Jones, Ventura Water. I want to remind everybody, if you haven't already heard about this, Thursday, March 24th at the Brooks Institute, 5301 North Ventura. I'm telling you, it's about award celebration, and it's the historical Ventura Water. Drinks, appetizers provided. All you have to do is go on and make sure that they know that you are going to be coming. So you can either call them at 805-652-4587
or dmartinez@venturawater.net. And a great, you know, little mixer and networking at the same time of finding out how you can do your part to make a difference here in Ventura with our water. Our next guest, and Craig, you're welcome to stay with us and chat in. We're going to be talking about the 6 o'clock scramble. And Aviva Goldfarb is our next guest. Aviva, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
How are you doing, Kim?
Great. Thank you. And thank you for being a guest here on our show.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit, what is the 6 o'clock scramble?
Well, I'm sure that you are familiar with it from your own life with four kids. It's that time that you walk in the door after a busy day and everybody's hungry and you know you need to get something on the table to eat.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, Craig is here and Craig's got one more than mine, right? Yes, he's got five kids. God, his wife, I hope she's listening too right now. But it is. Yeah, it's that. You know, it's funny. I have two girls, two boys. And I remember my kids saying, Mom, what's for dinner? And it was like a game for me. I'd be like, okay, what can I find? And I would like, I guess I did the 6 o'clock scramble.
That's right. So I knew you'd be familiar with it. So I actually started a solution online for my own struggle with it a number of years ago, which is an online meal planner for busy parents or for busy anybody.
Who, okay.
You know, but it was originally created especially for busy parents. And so I send people a plan of what to make for dinner for the week. They're all really easy, really healthy recipes and a grocery list. So you can shop once and get all your ingredients on the weekend, and that way when you walk in the door at the end of the day,
you're not scrambling.
Fried,
right.
You can just start cooking, or you can delegate that to one of your children.
Ah, I like that. How many children do you have?
I have two.
Okay, so you're half of ours.
Yes, and which feels like plenty. I can't even imagine having four.
You know, I feel like we're so blessed, and yet they all give you something, and it's amazing, and mine are bigger now. Yours are still young, right?
Well, no, mine are not so young.
No, I'm talking about Craig's. Kids. Craig's
oh, yes.
Kids are still young. But you know what? As they start to get older, they all can kind of pitch in, and it's interesting. I've really taught them to kind of, you know, okay, so – And it's fun to get your kids involved, you know, and so they can be
That's
efficient
just
in the kitchen.
That just came out about 7 mistakes to stop making if you want your kids to learn how to cook. It's on parentsmagazine.com or parents.com.
Oh, and what are they?
I'm a big fan of getting kids in the kitchen and
yeah.
sort of in a progressive way so that ultimately they really can be helpful to you.
I love it.
So I also write cookbooks, and I just had a cookbook come out last month that's a bestseller. And in fact, it's sold out, but they're printing more very quickly.
Oh, good for you.
Called the 6 o'clock Scramble Meal Planner. And so that actually gives for people who prefer to have that in a cookbook form where you can, you know, get the recipes and the grocery list and the plans. And it's seasonal, as are my menus online. So I'm just doing everything I can to try to remove the barriers to people cooking more for their families and eating more homemade meals so they can actually enjoy family dinners with the people that they love the most.
Oh, I like that. Craig, like do you that. Cook?
I don't cook because I have an amazing wife that cooks amazingly.
Is she? Okay. So one of the things that...
Also you do the dishes.
Yes, I do. I do the dishes.
And you save water, right?
And
you
yes.
put them in one sink, make sure you wash
that's
them
right.
all, and right?
That's right?
That's another way.
We dry
oh,
wipe,
right.
that's
We're
right.
talking about the water, yes, with limited water, you definitely want to use that efficiently.
Exactly. So question, so how do you address someone who actually resists ideas of meal planning? Because sometimes we get busy if you're doing the 6 o'clock scramble and you don't plan ahead, and so... I kind of like, you want to have some staples in, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really good to have your basic staples in, and I have a tip for making sure that that happens too.
Okay. What is that tip?
So one of the things that people do, and I'm sure, you know, many of us are familiar with this, is that you go to the store and you don't really remember what you have and what you don't have at home, so you keep buying those cans of tomatoes or beans, and then you have them all stacked up at home. And so I'm a big fan of having a grocery list all the time in the kitchen where everybody can access it. And as soon as you run out of something or you're about to run out of something, you put it on the list so that that way when you do your weekly grocery shopping, you can get everything that you need and you won't have to do those emergency trips to the store during the week, which just wastes time and gas and money.
Wow, I like that. And so do you have this like where you would post it on inside your pantry or something like that?
Yeah, so with the Scramble, we have an electronic list that you can use on your phone or you can print it out. But I also do it in my family where we just have it hanging with a magnet on the refrigerator, and so everybody knows. And with the kids, they learn very early that if they finish something that they use and they don't put it on the list, I'm not going to get it on my shopping trip, and they're going to have to wait until the next week or go walk to the store and get it themselves if they want it, so that they got in the habit of putting things on the grocery list too.
That's a great idea. So how long has the Scramble been around?
It's been around for a long time, at least 12 years.
And that's yours?
I just came up with my fourth cookbook, but I wrote my first cookbook 18 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I didn't get any of your...
healthy family recipes for quite a long time.
Okay, so...
And I'm actually a Santa Barbarian.
Oh, okay.
I don't live there now. I live in the D.C. area, but that's where I grew up.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. I didn't get my books yet. I hope they're on their way. I would love you to send me all your books so we could have them back. But how long after starting the 6 o'clock Scramble will someone typically notice that they are saving money? Because that's one
of your things,
right?
A lot of times in the first week, people say they can't believe how much money they're spending. And what we've found is that people save anywhere from about $75 to $150 a month, sometimes way more than that, because they're not wasting so much food, but they're also just not going out to eat or ordering takeout so much because they have these easy meals at home. And sometimes it only takes 10 minutes of actual prep time to make the meals. It's just a matter of how much time we waste trying to figure out what to make, looking for the recipe. Do we have the right ingredients? Oh, shoot, I don't have that. You know, so that is just a big time and energy waster.
Wow. Okay. So that's a big deal right there.
People can easily save 5 hours a week, and they can easily save $133 a week. And, you know, for some people, it's more like $75. It just depends on where you are now, too.
Now, do you talk about coupons at all in your books?
I do not.
Okay. So do you use...
Whatever works for people is awesome. I also do a lot of my shopping at the farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
at least for fresh produce. And, of course, that's not usually a place where they take coupons.
No.
But that's a great way for somebody who is organized enough to make that part of their routine.
Okay, great.
But, you know, truthfully, the biggest money waster is how much food we're wasting. And so if you can cut back, and, you know, usually people waste anywhere from about 25% of the food that they buy. And so if you think about, you know, if you're spending $100 a week on food, you're throwing away $25.
Wow.
And that's way more than you're going to most likely be saving with coupons.
Right. You know, one of the things that I found with four kids, and Craig, you have five kids, and of course, Aviva, you have two, and Tom, you have two. I don't know if Colleen does this, but I don't know. It just seems like everybody either has a friend over. We always have extra people. And, of course, when you have four kids, you just can't cook a small meal. So
right.
I would cook a big meal and put half of it away for another day. Or, you know, everybody be like, okay, who's going to work tomorrow and pack it up?
I love that.
Okay,
That's one of my big tips.
So you're
just
not
cook more than you need, and you'll have leftovers, or you can freeze some, or you can pack them right up for lunch.
Yeah,
right,
the biggest thing that I want to say is make sure that you put, you know, like a sticker on and of what the date is and what it is, because once it gets frozen, you can't really tell what it is anymore. But
and
that's a big thing.
The other tip I have with that is if you're going to freeze the food, it's great to label it, but also put it in the back of the freezer and move the older stuff up front, just like they do in restaurants, so that stuff doesn't get kind of buried in there. I find that people often have hundreds of dollars of food kind of stuffed in their freezer.
That's a great...
So make a plan to actually use something in your freezer every week, too.
That's a great idea. Aviva, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but
sure.
I would love to kind of talk a little bit more about your book. And, of course, anybody that's just tuned in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, we're talking with Aviva Goldfarb. We're talking about the 6 o'clock Scramble, and again, we're talking about saving money, really, in your water, in your home, in your food. It's all stuff that we don't really think about because we've been so blessed to have all these things at our hands. But we've been taken away, trust me, things in your life will change. So do your part
in all of these situations. I'd love to give something away right now. And I've got actually, I don't know if you and your wife do this or Colleen and you do this, but dance night or date night. Mm-hmm. And House of Dances has a night for you and your partner. And I'd love to give away a gift certificate for that. I got to get my husband over there. It's so fun to dance. I don't know. He's not really a dancer. Are you a dancer, Craig?
I love to dance.
Oh, see? How about you?
Doug Flutie's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I That's know. All right.
There you go. So.
I do not dance.
Yeah, you don't
I
dance.
I do not want to injure
all
feet.
All right. Well, my husband's like, no, go ahead. I can't really do it by myself.
But if you're going to dance, you got to go to a place like this.
Yeah.
Because they're going
to. Yeah. And why not be able to have confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah, that dead man waltzing thing yeah, that we see guys try to do.
Not so
Get
fun.
Get lessons.
There you go. Anyways, I'd love to give away some dance lessons for you and your partner. And again, all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaption received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Bond. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life, where I am Kim. I am your host. Of course, I'm here with Tom Spence and, of course, Craig Jones from Ventura Water. And, of course, we are talking with Aviva Goldfarb, and we're talking about the 6 o'clock scramble. And if anybody's going, what's the 6 o'clock scramble? Aviva, you actually described it perfect. When we walk in from a full day of work and we go, what's for dinner? Or what, you know, and everything's everywhere and you got to we have to eat. It's just something we do. So this is a really great, spin on trying to get your scramble in order. And so
unscramble your dinner time, as I sometimes say.
Oh yeah, there you go. Unscramble your dinner. Now you said you have several books, correct?
Yes, this is my 4th cookbook.
Wow. And how long does it usually take you to write a book?
Well, it takes a long time. You know, from contract to book coming out is usually about a year and a half at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes me 4 or 5 years, probably 4 years, to develop enough recipes for the cookbook because my recipes are really well tested and my cookbooks are pretty recipe heavy. They're really, very much meant to be used all year round in your kitchen.
Wow.
So it takes quite a while.
Okay. And so since I don't have your book in front of me right now, tell me some of your recipes that why your book and kind of sets you apart from others.
Yeah. So my books are really unique. And this one most of all, because I think I learn each time from feedback. This one is a bestseller and it's getting amazing feedback. And the recipes, like some other cookbooks, all take 30 minutes or less to prepare. They're all super healthy. In fact, they're approved by the American Diabetes Association, so they have to fit within pretty healthy guidelines. But they're really recipes that are meant for the whole family. And so every recipe, whether I'm publishing it online on my site, thescramble.com, or in my cookbook, the new one, has a full-color photo, And it tells you what you can do in advance, a do-ahead or delegate, and what you can do to kind of boost up the flavor if you have people in your family that like sort of extra spices. But we want to make sure that they're also, the basic recipe is tolerable for, you know, kids too, who might not have as adventurous taste buds yet.
Right.
And almost all of my recipes have slow cooker conversion.
So ooh, I love slow cooker. Yeah.
If that works out better for you.
Well, yeah, because you start in the morning and you come home and the whole house is all nice and smelly and you've got your dinner already made.
I know.
You're not doing the scramble anymore, right?
Smelly.
Yeah. Good smells, right? The way I said that, you're absolutely right.
I haven't had a bath in a while. My whole house is smelly. I love that in my dinner. And the other thing is that my cookbooks have plans for the week. So, you know, you can look at a great recipe and say, yeah, I want to make that tonight. But if you haven't planned ahead, you still have to stop at the store or order your groceries. And so I give you a plan for the whole week of what to make for dinner. And each recipe includes easy side dishes to make with it. So that way you can take the grocery list that I give you and go to the store or order your groceries, and it takes hardly any time at all to make a delicious dinner. Like the first recipe in the cookbook is Asian chicken fritters, which your whole family will love, and you can make that with steamed edamame, which takes no time at all, and they're super
love
healthy
steamed
and
edamame.
For kids to eat.
Now, Aviva, what did you do before you did this?
Well, let's see. I've been doing this for about 18 years. And before that, so I live in Washington, D.C., and I was working for advocacy groups and nonprofits, helping them get noticed in the media and get their message out through the media.
Wow. Okay. And so you needed some extra time on your hands.
Well, when I have kids, I really wanted to make family dinners a priority, like my mom had done when we were growing up. And, you know, I really had the assumption that I would make these great dinners and everybody would sit down and eat them and it would be peaceful and easy, and it really wasn't. It was really challenging. And so I tried to figure out why it was so challenging and what I could do to make healthy family dinners happen, and then I could make food that my kids would actually eat. And so I kind of made that my mission, to remove the barriers for myself and then for other people to making healthy, happy family dinners happen more often.
I love it.
So I realized
I think
that for most of us, we actually would do a lot better if we had planned ahead for at least a few days and, you know, and shopped in advance so that we're not scrambling when we walk in the door. And also just wanted to make recipes that we know that if we buy the ingredients for them and we spend 10 or 20 minutes making them, they're going to come out right. Our family will actually eat them, that they've been well tested by other families. And so, you know, my goal is to make it easier for people to actually sit down and enjoy this.
Wow, what a concept. What a concept. Aviva, where do we get your book?
And
all of my listeners can get a copy.
Oh, yeah, they can get it anywhere books are sold. If they go to thescramble.com, they can find the cookbook there and my other cookbooks as well. They can get it at their local bookstore if they have one, or order it at Amazon.com.
All right, great. Well, I'd love you to send me your other cookbooks, and I'd love to have you back again.
Oh, please make sure I have your mailing address, because I would love to do that.
You got it. I'll get it to you, and we'll get in touch with you. So I appreciate you being a guest here, and I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Thank you so much, Kim. I will.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show, and of course, Craig Jones is still in the studio with us. I'm so excited we've had this much time to really share Ventura Water, and we're so excited to be a part of what you're doing and your vision to really just help us with our drinking water. I mean, our water sources in general. And so I wanted to kind of just save this last couple minutes of to kind of go back over some of our great things that people could write down and know that they're doing something to make a difference. So can you kind of just go over that again with us?
Sure. I mean, we've talked about it, but there are just little simple things around the house. So again, things like when you clean the dishes, right? You're dry wiping into the trash. You're not running the dishes. Maybe you've got a short cycle on your dishwasher. You're running that short cycle instead of the long hour and a half cycle.
Right, like fast, and then you just have to dry instead of, right? I mean, but
right.
It's, yeah.
Or, and, you know, also, too, I want to just plug that we do, we are currently, because we have a Bureau of Reclamation grant, we are offering a small rebate for high-efficiency washing machines.
Oh.
So we're obviously encouraging people to go the route of if you have the old washing machine, know that you can.
Because that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. It does right. make a big difference. So again, a lot of it is looking really, and it can be unique to each household. And that's really the challenge, but really looking at your day-to-day activities. I mean, obviously we encourage shorter showers. Our 2015 summer campaign was, "Hey Ventura, what's your shower song?" In other words, encouraging
people. I saw
people.
Your little timer thing on there, right?
Right,
I know,
right.
My kids thought it was a toy, and I go, it's so not a toy.
Right.
It's like, this is how long you need to get out, you
right.
know? So,
and
yeah.
And another simple one is you know, washing the car. Most people don't realize that going to the car wash actually helps. And here's why.
Oh.
Because the car washes recycle their water. Roughly 90% of the water that's utilized there is recycled through what we call pretreatment equipment. So you're actually, you know,
doing
part of the solution.
Job. Yeah.
You're
okay.
part of the answer as opposed to. But if you're going to wash your car, do it on the grass. Pull your car up on the lawn pull it up on the area that you've taken out the lawn. And use a hose nozzle.
Right.
Don't let
turn
the hose
it on,
run.
Turn it off,
That's
and
right.
wash it. I love it. And you know, you talked really quick about the toilets, and I know that's another great thing is to not have the total flush toilets, right?
Yes, the low flow. Yeah,
right.
We really the toilet is the guzzler in the bathroom.
Right. Craig Jones, thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Give out the website again so that people can definitely be a part of all this.
Yes, please visit us. Log on to www.venturawater.net. And don't forget to log on to www.watertake1.com and RSVP for March 24th.
Perfect. Can't wait to see that. And again, we are at the end of our show. I want to remind you of all of our shows, 6 to 8 every Saturday, then again from 2 to 3. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Today's is Go Confidentially in the Direction of Your Dreams. Live the life you have imagined. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I thank you. Have a really great weekend and go do something great for yourself.